I know that God's been calling me for a long time, and the devil's been distracting me for a long time. And when I was, you know, in my lowest points, you know, God was there with me and sending me visions and inspiring me. And I remember sitting in the hospital at UCLA after having a mental breakdown, and there's documentations of me drawing a church and saying, writing, start a church in the middle of Calabasas. And even after that, I went and made the Life of Pablo album. I said, this is a gospel album. And I didn't know how to totally make a gospel album. And the Christians that were around were too, I would say, beaten into submission by society to not speak up and profess the gospel to me, because I was a superstar. So, but the only superstar is Jesus. So as I sat there saying, you know, I'm going to make a gospel album, there were Christians that were there that were not, excuse me, brother, I go into these streams of consciousness when I'm talking, and when you're speaking in the middle of it distracts me. I really appreciate the support, but I would like for everybody to be completely silent so I can let God flow through me as I speak to you guys today. So in the studio, and this studio, it's going to compare to places that you're in life where people tell you to quiet your voice and not talk about Jesus, you know, so loud. But everything else is so loud around us. When I'm in California, when I'm in Vegas, they got posters up advertising, you know, sex trafficking. Because if there's an advertisement for a strip club, that is advertising sex trafficking. Because at the end of the night, when they close up, the manager says, how much traffic do we have? So if it's a man that's going through things with his family or going through things at work and he feels he has to go there, we all end up participating, whether it's the spirits that get advertised to us all the time. Alcohol is, they call it a spirit. So we get constant advertisement for spirits. We get constant advertisement for strip clubs and other things like that. But then we bring up the name of Jesus, we're told to be quiet, quiet that down. So even for someone who's professing God and saying, this is going to be a gospel album, the devil's going to come and do everything he can to distract people from knowing how to fully be in service to the Lord. And all of that arrogance and confidence and cockiness that y'all seen me use before, God is now using for him. I feel that I'm standing up and drawing a line in the sand and saying, I'm here in service to God, and no weapon formed against me